TikTok Jewelers guest line joining us now, and thanks to our friends at Ken Kreitz of K-Train of RotoWire, but thanks to our friends at Valley Vape Company, where we're going to be doing our show a week.
Valley Vape?
What did
Could
I say?
You say Vi- it right?
Valley Vape? What did I say?
You said Valley Vape. Just get
like
it right.
Like Viper? Like in the car?
The Valley Vape Company.
Yes. Why don't you say it for me, Brady?
The Valley Vape Company. We're going to be out there doing a show on September 15th.
They've got week from tomorrow. I know that. Yes.
Six new beers on tap. They're located at 12 Park Street in Essex Junction.
I got a lot of people coming for that. I got a lot of my peeps coming out for that one.
So I don't know how many peeps you have.
Oh, I got a lot of peeps. My peeps are going to be coming out to that one. But Ken Kreitz, the K-Train of RotoWire is here. What's going on? How many? Are you doing a draft right now as we talk? Right now, are you doing a draft?
I can't blow the whistle and laugh at the same time,
Marty. He's doing like nine drafts while we're doing our draft last night.
Changed the date. You know, I had Tuesday lined up for you guys, Wednesday, my old college league that started RotoWire, and then everything merged to Wednesday.
How many leagues are you in?
I'll be in about 10, but only six I really care about. I care about yours.
Will you win any of them?
Last year, I was in six that I cared about. I was in the Super Bowl for three, and I won one. The one I won was the biggest money. And I'm looking at that giant trophy right now. Do we have a trophy for our league, by the way?
No, but what's our entry fee? 5,000, Brady? 5,000 a team?
I told you what we're playing for yesterday.
Yes, donating mine to Imagination Library should I win.
So we're playing
about free books to Burlington kids.
We're playing for $101 in honor of 101.3, but if we win, any of us win, we're giving it to charity. Ken, okay. I got to ask you, who's got the best team out of Arnie, Jason, and I? Because I think it's definitely me. Jason has three tight ends. I don't know why. And Arnie needed a consultant to pick the best team that would have been in 2012.
Yes, but he was a highly paid consultant. Highly paid.
It looks so sad seeing Arnie all alone in this crowded bar.
Yeah, you didn't leave me a seat,
on
Ken.
His
Thank you.
What was that phone from 1985 calling his brother?
You didn't leave me a seat, Ken. I had no choice. I had to sit by myself.
I will say you're right, Arnie. The good people at RJ's, who, by the way, serve delicious cold beer as well as delicious wings.
Oh, unbelievable.
But they did reserve the small tables. And we were kind of late as a group. I was tempted to say, let's all move over there, but we were really pushing things with the deadline, so we stuck it out in the tiny area. We kept tripping over power cords every time we had to go to the bathroom, which was a disaster.
It was a lot of fun, though, man. We did have a blast. So who has the better team, though? Did you say me or Brady?
So I've got to say, I've only kind of done a five-minute review of each squad here. I'd say, you know, Arnie, you've got the better bench.
Of course
I kind of lean to Brady's starters and say he's got the slightly better squad. I'm sorry,
Thank
Arnie.
You. Thank you. All right, Ken.
There's room for improvement on both squads, but we can get into it or not. Up to you guys.
Nah, Ken, let's go into tonight, because there's a tonight opening night, but also a big fantasy night. Who are the big players that we're watching tonight? Are you interested in Brandon Cooks' debut? Are you interested in Tyreek Hill? What are we thinking fantasy-wise tonight?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. I'm really anxious to see how many targets Brandon Cooks get. You know, people are talking about Amendola or Hogan getting all this opportunity because Edelman's 159 targets are up for grabs. But I think the majority of those are going to Cooks and a few more going to Gronk. You know, Cooks can run the slot. He can go deep. And I love how Belichick did not use him in the preseason. It reminds me a lot of how he didn't use Randy Moss until week one when he just exploded. I'm expecting something similar from Cooks. We'll say I'm sort of shocked to see the Pats favored by 9 heading into tonight.
Yep.
I think the Chiefs are a threat in the AFC. Worst AFC in your lifetime, though, Arnie? You've been around a lot of years, man.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. But, yeah, I don't know if it's ever been worse. What about the running game for the Patriots, though? What do you think about?
Because it's going to be, from a fantasy perspective, just like past Pat years, the Patriot backfield is going to be the most frustrating backfield in the NFL. Because it's going to be weeks where a lot of those slot Edelman targets actually go to the running backs, to Lewis and White. But there's other times, like when they play the Colts, like they used to do with Blunt, where they probably run it down the opposing team's throat. You know, Belichick does a fantastic job of game planning week to week to week and always doing something different. The fantasy community sometimes pretends they know what's coming, but more times than not, we get it wrong. And that's why he's such a great coach.
Ken Kreitz of RotoWire joining us here on the Huddle on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3 ESPN.com. continuing on in week one. Look, I've got two Dolphins on my team. Arnie's got a couple of Buccaneers.
This
game postponed between the Dolphins and Bucs. So if you had a lot of those players, you've got to go another way. So how do we go about replacing some of our Dolphins and Buccaneers?
I've heard a lot of people whining about that, and you got to focus on two things. Number one, I think if you've got Bucs or Dolphin players, this probably helps. Most rosters are pretty darn healthy right now, and you're going to have those players come week 11 when you really need a win to make the playoffs. And probably come week 11, your roster is going to have a lot more injury issues. So I actually think long-term this is a benefit. And number two, let's all be thankful for we're not actually in Miami right now and not facing the hurricane. This is not really a real problem.
Ken, let me ask you this, because now that the draft is over, you could tell us your real sleepers. Anybody you wanted, you weren't able to get. Who are the sleepers out there that you're intrigued about?
Yeah, well, we're going to see one tonight. Kareem Hunt, I loved before Spencer Ware got hurt. I think he could easily finish a top 10 running back this year, especially in PPR leagues. Our league is traditional, but in PPR leagues especially, you know, Andy Reid has a great history of really focusing on a lead tailback and feeding him a lot. So I think Kareem Hunt, you know, is a third-round pick they traded up to get. He ran a ton and caught a ton of passes in Toledo, especially his senior year. I think he's going to be huge, and we're going to see that firsthand tonight. Brady, you were talking about, you know, do they shut down Hill? Maybe they shut down Kelce. That could open some lanes for Hunt. We'll see. That's going to be exciting. I actually, you know, if you have, if you're frustrated that your receivers for Dolphins or Bucks are not playing this weekend, one option is, let's see who catches the ball for the Chicago Bears. They've upgraded a QB. It's not going to be a great system, but you know, we're talking about guys that are available on the waiver wire right now. Wright or White, one of those two are going to be a target fiend, because Meredith was going to get a huge number of targets for the Bears. He's gone for the year. They desperately need White to show up like the first-round pick they thought he would be, and Kendall Wright is a true veteran that can catch stuff over the middle. So I mean, curious to see which of those two guys carries the load in Chicago as far as free agent, you know, desperate heaves that are available right now.
Ken Kreitz joining us thanks to the Valley Vape Company, located at 12 Park Street, Essex Junction, now six beers on tap. How about teams this week with the most favorable matchups? Like, ordinarily I look and say, all right, who's playing the Jets? I'll load up on those guys, but it's only Buffalo. This week I might look at a lot of Steelers and say, well, they're playing Cleveland, a lot of chance there.
Right, well, hey, one fantasy rule is whoever's going into the factory of sadness, load up on those players as much as possible. Ben Roethlisberger, I have him as a backup in a few leagues, but I'm playing him this week against Cleveland, especially now that Myles Garrett is out for a couple weeks. There, you know, who's expected to be their lead pass rush guy. I like the Rams defense this week, playing Scott Tolzien and the thoroughly disorganized Indianapolis Colts without Andrew Luck at the helm. And sidebar, man, I would be very nervous if Luck was supposed to be my starting fantasy QB. Wouldn't be surprised at all he doesn't come back till week 6 or 7. That organization's being very quiet about Luck's health, and I take that, frankly, as a bad sign. Falcons could run up the score on the Bears. That could be a blowout. We'll see. But, you know, Brady, your Seahawks and Packers, I think, lead the way in over-under with 51 this week.
Wow.
That could be a real shootout. Brady, you nervous at all about the weak offensive line of the Seahawks and how up in the air their running back situation is?
Not nervous about the Seahawks on offense all year, but nervous about them going into Green Bay where they don't play well. They've lost their last two.
Yeah. Well, legitimately, Packers are a real team, real threat.
Ken, what about Ezekiel Elliott? Where did he go in our league? I don't remember.
In the third round in our league.
Okay, yeah, because I wanted him, but I couldn't take him in the first or second round because I had to pick back to back. But what do you think he's going to do? What are your thoughts on
it? Well, you know, I was telling people I wasn't touching him till the third, and only in leagues where you have a deep bench so you can have other running back options. You know, he's going to play this week, and if you drafted him, you certainly need to play him while you can. That means, though, he's probably, you know, if the 6 weeks still come down, that means he's missing week 8 against the Redskins. Frankly, the Giants look to have a better run defense than Washington, so I think net-net this does not help Elliott's owners. There's still a chance, though, that his six-game suspension gets reduced. But clearly, short-term, you got to play him now. We have him ranked fifth this week amongst running backs. But that's an ongoing situation, and frankly, the legalese mess behind it, I don't fully understand either, but To me, Back's going to miss six games. There's just too many other options, like a Kareem Hunt, that have a lot of big upside.
Arnie, I've got some breaking news for you in a minute. We'll get to Ken, so we'll get you out of here on this. What about the best fantasy defenses heading into week one? I got Houston's. I like my chances. Arnie got the Giants. He likes his chances. How about the best fantasy defenses?
I'm going Rams, like I mentioned. I think the Colts are just going to be a huge mess. Donald's still holding out for the Rams, but anyone scared of Scott Tolzien?
No.
Certainly not me. That's for damn sure, Ken. Who are you picking, Brady and I, this weekend? What do you think, man? Who's going to go ahead and win it this weekend?
Oh, are you guys facing each other?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Well, which one of you has a bunch of Dolphins that are out?
That's
Brady?
Me.
Yeah, that's Brady.
Yeah, let's see. Let's go to your matchup. I gotta see who you're.
Yeah, mine's like a 6-point underdog. I'm like a 6-point underdog in the matchup.
Let's see. I mean, oh boy, you're having to start Rishard Matthews.
My team's gonna win, Ken. You don't even need to study it.
I think I'm gonna give the slight nod to Brady, but it's a lot closer because the Dolphins are out. Sorry, Arnie, I should say to your brother who picked.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Don't worry, I'm not worried about it, kid. Ken, always a pleasure. We can't wait to see you again whenever your wife lets you out of the house.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Are we going to Tavern 2 tonight?
Tavern 2 tonight.
I'm in. Not only am I in, I'm bringing my Shelburne Dad League. Most of our league's coming.
Yeah. Nice. There we go.
I got my Pat sweatshirt on right now, brother.
I love it. All right, we'll see you tonight.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Ken Kreitz, the K-Trade, joining us. And